Morning, everyone. So let's start with prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful time. Thank you for this morning. It's been a great privilege being with our church family, and you have given us a wonderful family here. Each and every one of us are keen to looking after other people. Thank you for that love within our family, Father. Thank you for your love, Father. And you are our Father all the time. And we are your children. And we believe in that, Father. Thank you for your guidance and your love and mercy, your Son and the Holy Spirit. And we give this moment to you, Father. You bless us. The word which is coming through your mouth, it's not from your, but my own word, Father. Let the Holy Spirit guide me in the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. Good morning again. So hopefully everyone is okay. It's the current situation is, we see every day in the news, the coronavirus is spreading. So we are at the moment locked down and self-isolation. And even if unable to speak and see people face to face. But God is with us. Last week, Mauricio shared using this time as a great opportunity. Now we can just spend more and more time with our Father. And let's get more intimate relationship with Him at the moment. So otherwise, There are so many things at the moment to focus because it's around outside. Remember, I was just thinking myself, you know, we forget that the Easter is not far away, but the focus is on coronavirus, which is not surprising because the pain we are going through, each and every one of us, is great. So, but I was praying about the message, what I am going to say to our family this morning. Definitely there's a hope. God is love. No need to fear. Everything is up. Promises, God's promises, He's not going to leave us nor forsake us. There are so many messages. Amen to that. But I feel I want to say, God put into me that this is a time for preparation. This is what I feel. So God is with us all the time. If you read Psalm 139, I'm going to slow turning the page because I got actual Bible. Brian, you can see me. Look at my Bible. I'm reading the Bible. So it's Psalm 139. So how precious we are in God's eyes. Let's turn into Psalm 139. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, God. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depth of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. So he knows about us, each and every inch of us. We've been made by our loving God. And in Matthew 10, when Jesus trying to send his disciples out, he was explaining, don't worry, even your hairs are numbered. So there are wonderful promises here in the Bible, and God has promises especially for us. So everything in Romans 8:28, all things working out good for us. Because just want to read that verse. Yeah, it's a very famous verse. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him and have been called according to His purpose. So God knows everything, what is going on at the moment. The one more thing is, if God is for us, who can be against us? Same 8:31. So if God is with us, who is going to be against us? Who dare come in front of us? Because I am with my Father. I am with my God. It's a wonderful privilege. So we are in at the moment. And, we don't need to fearful. Our God is with us. And we just stand on the promises in the name of Jesus. Okay, the one thing I want to say before we go into it, about the love of God. It's not just a God allowed us, just like that. But God has done something for us. The beginning of the earth and heavens, we made mistakes, but God is the only one who is chasing after us. Because, the fall happened, in Genesis 3, since the fall, God came to Noah, made a covenant. Abraham made a covenant, David, and after that God sent His only one Son, so whoever believes in Him will not perish. So it's going to be a new covenant done through the Son of God, Jesus Christ. So whoever believes in Him will not going to perish. So we're not going to perish. We believe in Jesus. Jesus died for us in the cross, and so we don't need to worry about anything. We just follow Jesus, what He says. But so what we stand for, the one thing I want to share today, I'm sorry, I keep repeating things, is You called us, Father. We are with You. We don't need to worry. Everything is planned, and you formed our frame. Thank You. Amazing. Thank You, Father. I am with You. So what You want us to do? So we are fearful sometimes. I'm a human nature. I am fearful for my kids when I go out. Bhati and we are the key workers in the hospital, looking after the patients. And we worry for everyone, colleagues and us and everything. So we are fearful. So what can we do for us? What I believe God is saying to me, not only you got to pray for you. You as a church are in the position to pray for your nation. In Revelation 1:6, what we've been called as a priest, who made us a priest? Jesus Christ. If you read Revelation 1:6, the first chapter of Revelation, He has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve His God and Father. So we are priests actually. In Hebrews 4, I don't want to read. In Hebrews 4, if you read, Jesus Christ Himself is a high priest. And in Revelation 1:6, He made us priests, kingdom of priests. That means, we can go into God, to the Holy of Holies, and we can ask God and pray for nations. If you read in the Old Testament time, Leviticus 16, Moses was instructed. There was a lot of information given to Moses by God saying, you got to go and prepare Aaron that way. He needs to go to the Holy of Holies. He's the only one allowed to get into it. So no one else. Because it's not anyone else can go into it. Even before he goes in. So there are a lot of ceremonial cleansing, purification. He has to make it like he has to wash and sacrifice a bull for sin offering. And then after that, he has to wear ephod. Ephod is a dress, particular dress is being instructed by God how to make it. That kind of dress he needs to make it, put it on. And then he goes to each stage by stage, get into the most holy of holies. But we are amazing. we are in the wonderful time. Jesus died on the cross. So the veil torn. So the veil between the very most holy place and the holy place has been torn. So we got the privilege to get into it. So example, in Hebrews 4, it says, Jesus, you are the high priest. You open the veil. We can get in. When the time of need, we can pray for us and our family and our nations. So we are in the wonderful situation. So we got the right to go into the Holy of Holies. So this is a wonderful time. So we can get into it. So what I'm trying to say, what you want me to say. Okay, one thing, before we get into it, like Aaron was doing cleansing. So do we need to do anything? So please do not make me, do not misunderstand me. I am not taking you to the old covenant. But what I believe, when we come to Jesus, we make some covenant with him. Yes, there is a new covenant. That's, you know, everyone knows about the new covenant. Jesus, we believe in him, you know, the blood of Jesus and the flesh of Jesus. We take it and then we're just going to be in part with Jesus Christ. So when we do it, what we are doing? We are making a covenant. Yes, if somebody is saying something to me, if I am drinking that wine or juice or water, I am making a covenant with God that I'm going to believe Jesus Christ. And this is his blood. I am saved. He came down and he died for me on the cross so that my sins, everything been forgiven, and I'm going to take it. This is new covenant. Okay, this is amazing. So when we do that, I believe, like Aaron did, there are few things we would need to do as a ceremonial purification. For example, number one, when we done the baptism, so what did we do? Like we get into water and came out and people prayed for us and we had a wonderful time. This is a public announcement that I am going to be a child of God. I'm a Christian now, so I'm going to follow Jesus. So that's a beautiful meaning of baptism, water baptism. It is written in Romans 6. Let's read. So what is going to happen in Romans 6? So basically, what I'm just going to say, what we are going to say, what the Romans 6 is saying is, we are dead to sin and alive in Christ. I'm going to read it. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through the baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. So, this is amazing. Baptism, deep meaning is, we are going to, my old man, my sinful nature, I am going into the water, that man is dying, but that man is dead. When I am coming up, the power of resurrection, I am going to be living with the resurrected Christ. So there's going to be a new man. I heard that there's a sermon by Brother Zach Ponan in India. Every time when they baptize, they ask the person a question. What they ask is, do you want to sin? It's very interesting. When we accept Jesus Christ, I would say, well, how is possible? It's difficult if, you know, people, everyone is sinner. It is difficult to live without sin. Understand that. The question is, it's not, are you going to be sinning? The question is, do you want to sin? So, the answer is no. I don't want to be sinning. But I may do, because that's my nature of my flesh. Jesus Christ came into me and he's going to work in with me. And if I allow him every day, and the grace of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit working in me, helping me to overcome the sin, that is the process. So we do say no to sin. What is sin, by the way? So there are a few verses we can help, but you know, the one verse which is I felt it's good is James 4:17. Let's read James 4:17. So I'm opening the page so that, you know, it gives you time to open the page up. Hopefully, oh, the 15 minutes already. I got to finish it soon. Otherwise, it's going to be big size. James 4:17. So what does it say? Anyone then who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it sins. So if anyone who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it, that sins. If I know what is good and if I'm not doing it, I'm sinning. So that's what it means. But even, you know, that's a highly, I want to give you an example. When in John chapter 8, when the adulterous woman caught into adultery, people brought her in and then supposed to be stoned to death. That's according to the law. They were asking Jesus, what are you going to do? He said, you know, if anyone here hasn't sinned, you can just throw the first stone. But no, you know the story, everyone went away. But you know, that after the lady speaking, what Jesus said to her, okay, go and sin no more. That's the key. That's the key. Jesus came so that we make an agreement, we make a covenant with him not to sin. I don't want to sin, but I may sin, but I don't want to sin. So that's the first thing. So we are going to be overcoming of sinners, overcoming sins. But what we're going to say now, Lord Jesus, when I accepted you, I made a covenant with you that I would overcome the sin with the help of you. I can't do it myself, Father. Please show me what is inside. Like in David said, you know, what is that? Is there any sins inside me? Any unintentional sins or whatever it is inside me. Show me. Bring it into light. I put it on the altar. The fire come upon so that my sin I'm dealt with. It is like an onion. We're just peeling one layer off, another layer, another layer. It's going to be, you know, taking time. We are in the process. But have we made a covenant, a loving covenant? It's not like a law, with Jesus Christ, that you died for me on the cross. I've taken the cup. That is the new covenant. But I'm going to make a covenant with you. That is, I will be overcoming sin. I don't want to sin with the help of you in the name of Jesus. That's the first thing. The second thing, you know, why, how the sin came into the world. If you look at the beginning in Genesis 3, it is not the matter of eating apple. God said not to eat the apple. That is not the case. But what we did is we seized the autonomy from God. Satan said, if you eat the apple, you're going to be like gods. You know what is right or wrong. There are so many people around. They know right or wrong. That's what the question coming to us. You know, I know what is right or wrong. Why do I need God? That's a very good question. It is written in the Bible. It is written at the beginning. You will be like gods. You know what is right or wrong. So that means it is not the matter of just taking the apple and eat it. It is seizing the autonomy. So we said we separated from God and I am going to do what I want to do because I know what I am doing and I know what is right or wrong. That is the key. That is what happened. When Jesus came in, what happened? He died on the cross. So we believe in him. And in order to overcome sin, what we need to do? The seizing the authority, that was the cause. So we need to stop that. For example, you know, antibiotics, if you got somebody's having a problem, if that is due to bacteria, no point of giving paracetamol. You got to give an antibiotic to get into the root of the problem. Then only people get better. Same thing, if you want to just stop sinning, if you want to be overcoming sin with the help of God, we need to surrender everything back to God. Key verse, 2 Corinthians 5:15. Let's read 2 Corinthians 5:15. What does it say? Okay. And Jesus died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So if I live, I no longer live for myself. I live for Jesus Christ who rose from the dead. So that means I'm surrendering. I'm going back to Genesis 3 and I'm fixing that. I'm giving antibiotic to the root of the problem. So what is this? People now, what do we realize? I made a decision to follow Jesus. That means I am walking this way. Jesus is walking parallel to me, next to me. Whenever I need it, whenever I am in trouble, whenever I need it, Jesus needs to come and fix the problem and he needs to walk alongside. Well, the key is Jesus needs to walk with you on one line. Otherwise, Jesus walk before you, we follow him after. So I no longer live for myself. I live for who? Jesus Christ who raised from dead. So that is the second thing. Before, as a priest, we are going to pray for the nations and everyone. That is our role. That is what we are called for. So we're going to be overcoming sin with the help of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit. Second thing, we surrender everything to Jesus Christ so that that seized the authority is sorted. The third thing is God's will. In Lord's Prayer, everybody knows Lord's Prayer. You know, that God has given, Jesus Christ told the disciples how to pray. So in Lord's Prayer, he said, thy will be done. So we pray that in the third, your will be done on our life, Father. We know that now. We know that. Now, whatever Jesus says in John, whatever is mine is yours. Yours is mine. So we just exchange. Your will be done on my life, Father. In Garden of Gethsemane, that was the problem. Son of Man had issues. Sorry, I do apologize. It's not an issue. Son of Man has the manly nature asking his will to be done on the cross. Try to, or do I need to really go through it? But, well, it's a painful thing, but your will be done. So we pray to God, you know, whatever I want, I want to plan my life. I want to be like here. I want to be living, you know, in a beach house in a very warm coastal area. And you know, I want to marry many. Or if I'm not okay with anyone, I just want to go apart and I want to be happy. I don't want to compromise. I don't want to be asking sorry. This is what my nature says. Basically, that is true. I'm not going to lie to you. Everyone is, I want to leave me free. I want to be happy and, not happy. I want to be whatever I want to be. But that is not the case here. I want God's will come into my life. We know Jesus, Psalm 139, we do not follow that after that, because Jesus, what do we say? Psalm 139 is like a baby. I formed you, I know you, I created you, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Oh, it's lovely, it's amazing. Thank you God. But when I grow up, I don't want to follow that because I want to do my own will. I want to do whatever I want to do. But you got to be coming and fixing me whenever you need to, whenever I need to. So we are the priest again. We are going to go into the Holy of Holies. We are going to pray for it, and we pray for the nations and us against the coronavirus. But this is the third thing, God's will on our life. I was supposed to finish this, but you know, one thing was tempting in me is the forgiveness. Why I'm saying this forgiveness? God, you know, in Bible, sometimes Jesus said truly, truly. That means it's a highly significant area. But if Jesus brought the forgiveness into the Lord's Prayer, I feel that it's very, very important. So after the Lord's Prayer, if you read in Matthew 6, it says, if you do not forgive anyone, Father in heaven will not forgive you. So if Father in heaven will not forgive us, you take it. What is going to happen? Would you be able to end up with him in eternity? I am not going to say it. It's everybody knows if Father in heaven will not forgive us, what will be the end point? So the fourth one I'm going to say is forgiveness. So it is difficult. It is difficult. I understand that it is not the forgiveness sermon, but we have got so many facilities. Even in our church, we run encounter weekend, and it is helping us to let it out, any grudges against anyone, any unforgiveness which wouldn't make us like what Jesus want to be. So that is one of the next thing I wanted, and the last thing I want to say. You may think, you know, there are a few more things if you want to be a priest like Jesus asked us to be. Well, it's absolutely right. You may be coming up with a few things, but this, when I prayed, I came into these four important things, because what I believe as a Christians, you know, like we do this, sort this out. We firstly go to Father and say, Father God, is there any sin in my life? I want to overcome that sin, Father, like Jesus did. That is the real case. That's not a big ask. This is what we are called for. Basically, that's what first thing is. When the adulterous woman said to Jesus, she said, okay, you, by the time that was not, you know, churches around, right, you go and serve the poor, you do something, and then you do Bible classes. He didn't say they're all important, but what he said, go, woman, sin no more. That's it. So, first thing, God, there are so many sins in my life. I know. I've come across more than 10 years. I've been a Christian, still in there. But it is not going to be a one-day process. But I give myself to you, Father, my sins and everything. Please forgive me and help me to overcome it. I want to be like Jesus. Okay? I'm going to be priest. I'm going to go into the Holy of Holies, and I'm going to ask for my nations. I am purifying like Aaron I am at the moment. Second thing, I want to surrender everything to you, Father, so that the autonomy has been ceased. There is no more, the devil cannot have any root on me, and the sin doesn't come in near to me, because I am going to be living for Jesus Christ, not for my own self. God, third, God's will come into my life so that I do what God wants me to do. Fourth, forgiveness. I want to forgive anyone. Help me to forgive, Father. It is very hard, and you know, you have done that. So it is a process. So by doing this four, I feel I am cleaning myself, Father. I come into you now, to the Holy of Holies, and ask and plead for the nation's safety, and people are dying, and use this use this situation to open up the people's heart so that the people know you, Father. This is what we are here for. We want to be, I am making, basically this message is, I am making myself in a position to go into a place so that I can plead for people's life, spiritual and physical life. In the name of Jesus, amen.